Now, how many times have you felt the time fly by on a busy day, or felt it drag when you least wanted it to? And what about when time goes really fast or really slow? It just seems to drag when you're doing something that is really boring, and it goes really fast when you're having fun. If you have ever wondered about any of these questions as much as I have, then you'll be interested to hear from Dr. Maureen Irish, Professor Dr. Maureen Irish, a cognitive neuroscientist from the University of Sydney. Welcome, Maureen. How are you? Welcome, Maureen.
Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Good, thanks. So how exactly does our brain sense time?
Well, this is one of the questions that we still don't fully have the answers to. It's really complex. So it depends on our current level of focus, our physical state, our mood, and even the amount of tasks that we have ongoing at any given moment. So, for example, when we're concentrating on the duration of an event, time will seem to pass really slowly, as you said. And it's like the phrase, a watched pot never boils. But then if we're really busy and we're sort of trying to multitask and cram a lot of different things in, we're less attuned actually to the passing of time. And so it will seem to fly by very quickly. And so there's many different factors that will really influence how we perceive. It's all very subjective as well. It will depend on your own state at that moment.
Okay, so is that to do with kind of a sense of self, or?
It's to do a lot with attentional processing as well. So just how much attention we have to devote to observing the passing of time, what we have on our plates at the moment. And so if you think about young children and they're so sensitive to being in the car and they're saying, are we nearly there yet? It can feel like it's almost torturous for them to have to wait until the end of even a short journey. But that's because they're really attuned to time and it can seem that it's passing very, very slowly. But then as we become older, we start to get bogged down with, you know, paying bills, studying for exams, trying to keep on top of the daily grind. And it's only when we lift our heads up from that, we realize that Christmas is coming around again and it can feel like a whole year just went by in the blink of an eye. So it's really just what's going on as well for us at that moment.
So does time speed up the older? Has your research found that, say, when I'm 20, it'll still change to, say, when I'm 50, or?
Yes. So this is one of the really interesting things, that there seems to be a difference as we get older in how sensitive we are to time passing. And so a number of studies have shown now that as we get older, we start to think that time is passing more quickly and to perceive that it's passing more quickly. So at the end of the year, when you look back over, you know, how far away you've moved from where you were when you were younger, it can seem that, you know, 20 years have just gone by so quickly. And so there's a couple of different suggestions as to why this may be. And some people have suggested that time perception is in proportion to the length of time that we've been alive. And so for a child who's 5, 1 year is actually, you know, 20% of their total lifespan. But then if you were 80, it becomes much, much less. So that theory doesn't really hold up, though, because in day-to-day life, time isn't actually perceived as going quicker during the day. It's more as we're reviewing our life and reviewing the previous year, it can feel like time went very, very quickly. And so now, the main theory would hold that it's all to do with memory. And so as we look back over when we're older, we've moved away from those kind of first time experiences, like when we, you know, first day at school, first day at university, your first date, getting married, having a baby. These are all the self-defining experiences. And so less of these happen as we get older. And then when we review our lives, we can think actually that time has passed a lot more quickly because there are less of these events that are sort of breaking up or punctuating our lifespan.
And what about situations that seem to slow down in our memory? They go in slow motion. How does that work with what's going on with the brain?
Yeah, so this is one of the really fascinating things that's been found, is that emotion will really colour the effects of our time perception. And so there's been a number of really interesting studies that have looked at time perception when individuals have experienced highly traumatic or emotional events, such as, you know, a horrific car crash or being held up at gunpoint, you know, really, really defining and emotionally laden events. And so, again, this seems to be a trick of memory. So when you're experiencing the event, it isn't happening in slow motion. It's more that as the emotion of the situation is hitting home with you, the brain's region called the amygdala which is sensitive to emotion, this fires up. And so this is trying to make sure that you can encode all the details that are so relevant during that emotionally traumatic event. And so it ensures that you're paying attention to all the different factors, all the details in your surroundings. But then in your reliving of the event, you become much more sensitive to all of these details. And it can feel as though your reliving of the event is passing in really slow motion because it's so detail rich and so detail laden that it can feel like it's unfolding in much more a slow kind of sense.
Wow, that's very fascinating. And so what are you hoping to achieve when you're researching more of this? What are we hoping to find out?
So one of the big questions for my team at the Brain and Mind Center is, how do people who have neurological conditions such as dementia, how is time passing for them? And I think this has a huge set of implications for our provision of care for individuals with dementia. So if time is starting to maybe move more slowly, how does it feel then to sit in a care home where maybe you don't have much stimulation? What is it like in the day-to-day lives of somebody who has a memory impairment? And how sensitive are they to these fluctuations in time? And I think some of these questions are really important, as our research has shown that individuals with dementia are unable to look forward in time to think about their futures. And so that can be really limiting in, you know, their sense of self, their ability to look forward to events, and their sense of motivation. So I think all of these questions are really important to start teasing apart so we can provide better care.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's fantastic, the studies into that, because there's so much that we don't know because we can't really ask. That's the thing. So
exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Maureen Irish from University of Sydney. Appreciate your time. Thank you. Okay. So that was very interesting, talking about our brain and our sense of time. This is After ZFM, What Matters to You.